This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The bulk of the protesting at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee came on Monday when a variety of organizations united as the Coalition to March on the RNC.
That march was the main organized protest at the convention. The rest of the week has been more subdued in downtown Milwaukee.
Producer Lauren Cox talked to the protesters who are sticking it out all week around the security perimeter, trying to get their message across to attendees of the RNC and whoever will listen.
More than 1,000 protesters marched on the first day of the convention, but by Wednesday, the designated protest zones and speakers' platforms were mostly quiet. Chris Jeske was one of just a few protesters standing at a windy Red Arrow Park yesterday afternoon with a sign that read, "Free Gaza." His organization, Code Pink, marched in the coalition on Monday and is sticking around this week after most other groups left.
The march was always planned as a one-day event and gathering, and especially with a lot of folks coming in from out of town. There's definitely financial constraints.
Jeske and Code Pink are protesting to end war and get money out of politics. That message aligned with many of the other protest groups that came to Milwaukee this week to send a more unified message.
I thought it was a great coming together and showing that there's a lot of people in this country who do not agree with a lot of the agendas and policies put forth by the Republican Party and the platform at this convention.
His protest is not solely targeted at the hosts of the convention, though. Focusing more on the issues than the politicians helped Jeske de-escalate tensions when his activism faced opposition.
There was one gentleman who came up, who's actually in one of the videos that was posted together, who asked, are you just here protesting Republicans? And we said, no, we're here protesting the issues. We're not here to protest people or parties. And the guy seemed to be fine that we were protesting some stances that the Republican Party has taken, as long as we're willing to criticize the Democratic Party at the same time.
Ultimately, the protesting outside of the RNC remained mostly peaceful and productive. Jeske knows that a lot of his audience won't agree with his stances, but he tried to find some kind of common ground with those who engaged him.
I just spoke to another gentleman. It's unclear to me what his political standings are. He seemed very knowledgeable about a few different issues, and he shared some information with me. I shared some information with him. There are definitely some points of confluence that we agreed on.
Code Pink is planning additional demonstrations as the convention wraps up today. One of their members was arrested on Tuesday after Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden accused her of assault. The organization denied that the assault occurred and said it was Van Orden who tried to push past the protester. Lauren Cox, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, producer Mackenzie Crummie was indoors at Convention Fest, where souvenir sellers and food vendors were lined up.
There she met Robert Brox, a Milwaukee native working with Gray Jet Cafe. They talked about how business was going and what was on the menu.
We're selling our vegan options of brisket, which is mainly based with jackfruit. And we also have our sweet chicken.
How have things been going? We're almost towards the end of the convention.
We're halfway through it, and it's been kind of slow, but steady. Slow and steady. We're used to vending at large events, maybe 18 to 23,000 people. But then, to hear that, over 50,000 people were to influx into one specific area, you would, think that, it'd be a lot more hustle and bustle.
Are you going to at least break even?
As of right now, no. But if we're anticipating that it picks up.
Do you consider yourself political?
Not necessarily. And this is not on along with Gray Jet, just me personally. I'm kind of in the middle. I've not really made my choice yet. Traditionally, I've been Democratic, but they're kind of dropping the ball now. With the black community, specifically back on businesses, and also just in general. It's just we've been led astray.